Hi, I'm Paul Francis, and welcome to my YouTube channel. On the channel, you will find many videos helping you discover more about yourself. Make sure you subscribe and hit that like button. Hit it and share it. For those people who share, there will be prizes galore. You'll have one-to-one sessions, merchandise, coming with me on paranormal investigations, loads and loads and loads of things just for sharing. Get it out there. Share the show, share the videos, and be a part of the Paul Francis community. Yes, indeed. Do become a part of the Paul Francis community. Good evening. Welcome to this Thursday night and Spirit Quest. And I don't know what it is in your part of the world, but here in Cornwall, it is a very wet and windy evening. So much so that we even lost power yesterday. That's how wet and windy it was. So spent some time today up in Truro and went into the cathedral. Absolutely love going to the cathedral. It's just such a very happy place to be. It's such a beautiful place to be. So listen, let's say hi to everybody. Michigan's in the Michigan's in the house. Trudy Hall's in the house as well. Trudy Woody. And Dawn Hatton, good evening, Dawn. Welcome to the show. All Cornish so far, with the exception of Michigan. And Lynn's in the house. I just noticed Lynn's at the top there. Lynn, hi. Well, Lynn was in there very, very early, by the looks of things. Anyway, welcome to the show. You're listening to me live on 105.3 to 107.7 FM. Coming to you live from New Orleans. Welcome to this show. With a huge thanks to all of the guys at UPRN Talk Radio. United Public Radio Network is making this possible. Big thanks to Joe and the team. Watch out for all of the shows coming up after our show tonight. And of course, we have Michelle and Amelia with their show Outer Realms. Make sure you watch out for that as well. Tonight, we're going to dedicate the show towards a little subject that I have found coming up on multiples, and I do mean multiples, of near-death experience people who they've all talked about having what's referred to as the life review. All right, life review. So we're going to talk about that tonight on our show. Now, Trudy's in the house. Trudy's going to be basically point, if you want to call it that, on the paraghost. So, okay, especially when we're working down here in the Southwest. And a little later on this week, or possibly Monday night, actually, we will have a direct email for you for Trudy. And for me, so that, well, my email is quite simple. It's just paul@paulfrancis111.com, and I should bring that up on the bottom of this screen right now. If you want to be a part of the paranormal team, then you need to get a hold of us. You can email me at, as it goes across the bottom there, like paul@paulfrancis111.com. And we will have a direct email for you for Trudy. So where you can actually email and talk about dates, talk about venues and places. If you are in the Southwest and you say, for example, you have a paranormal building or a paranormal venue, then definitely get in touch, because it would be interesting to be able to have a chat with you and maybe do an investigation at your venue. As Trudy says, it's torrential, means it's raining quite hard. This bit of drizzle, get on with it. What are you on about? Says Dawn Hatton. Well, there's only a little bit of drizzle up there in Truro, because I was up there all day today. But when you get back to Helston, it's like, it's not very nice. So tonight's being Thursday night. Of course, I'll be back again on Monday night for Reach Across Live. And your feedback from Monday night's show has been just phenomenal. Thank you so very much for your support. Thanks very much for your feedback. And I'm so, so happy you guys are enjoying the show. It's really, really magnificent to be able to see that. It warms the heart, as the old saying goes. Not really. It's hammering down now. It's just Dawn. So tonight's show, as I say, it's all about the life review. We'll talk about that in at some length very, very shortly as we get on with the show. As people start to come to join the show, like Mary Erickson. Good evening, Mary. Welcome to the show. Lynn and Trudy, why are you guys not on YouTube? Michigan, get into YouTube. Go on, get yourself over to YouTube. Coming through there, it's a lot more stable and a lot better. Basically, Monday night's show, apparently I gave some evidence that was just impossible for me to know. Well, thank you. First of all, the very fact you watch the show, I'm very, very thankful for. Trust me, I'm very, very thankful for. Okay. And the evidence, I'm glad that you get it. I'm very, very glad you get it. All right. Because it's not about me. It's about your spirit family and you. That's what it's all about. I just happen to be their representative, hence the name medium, mediator. But if you're getting it, the real praise is between you and them, really. I appreciate that you're like, oh my God, you're so good, the vanity side of me wants to go, oh yeah, pat on the back, but the reality side of me wants to say, well, look, you made the exception, you made the understanding, you got the information. All I did was deliver it. I totally agree with John Edward when I say we're the mailman. All we got to do is deliver the mail. You got to read it, and you know, it's really, as I said in the show on Monday night, symbiotic. It's a relationship between you and me and them, and a trilogy or a triangle relationship that builds that energy up and allows us to share the energy between the three of us and make it all work. What happened on Monday? Says Dawn, I missed it. Well, that's your fault. You shouldn't have missed it, should you? Lisa Cantu, welcome. Hello. Alison Lowry, hello. Welcome. Lovely to see you guys. Facebook says, Facebook user, look at that. I'm on YouTube. No, you're not. You're on Facebook. Facebook. Whoever that is teasing me. It was my birthday and... Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Dawn. 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 I like to do things to make people happy. I know, it's right off a trolley. So, as you know, we got 100 and... no, we got not 100 and anything. We got 90 minutes. So, basically, what I try to do is I try to give a subject and we spend on half of the show talking about said subject. And then we then... basically, I open the other half of the show up to you guys, whatever you want to talk about. So the best way to do that is get yourself with the competition. Get yourself with the questions already. Get them going. Vanessa says, am I blocked? Well, no, because I'm talking to you. Vanessa, how could you be blocked if I'm talking to you? No, you're not blocked. Why would you be blocked? We wouldn't block you. Some idiots might have been messed about and done something, but no, you're welcome now, and you will always be welcome, Vanessa. Always. Alrighty. And if anybody's hassling with you, you private message me and I'll take care of business. Oh, Lynn's getting all like, Alison, can you go over to YouTube now? Lynn, invite Alison to go to YouTube. Don't tell her. It's her choice. Just sitting there going, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Yeah, Alison, Laura, I don't know how to pronounce your name. Laracy? Alison, come out of Facebook, zip over to YouTube, and go in there because it's far more stable. See, the thing about what's happening at the moment, guys, is... a lot of the people who has worked hard over these many years to get Facebook to where it is, they've worked all of this time and put all of these years of work into Facebook, are being fired. Yeah. People, was it 2,000 people who worked for Facebook worldwide have just been laid off, and AI is taking over. It should be ANI, artificial non-intelligence, because I told you Lynn would do that, didn't I? Look, I have said please. I'm not a dominant person. See, told you should say that. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, artificial intelligence has taken over. So I call it artificial unintelligent because it can't actually understand what we mean. It just hears a word and automatically assumes that word to a situation. Okay. Like, for example, I got banned from Facebook for a month, okay, for saying this. There were two guys that jumped out of a car and beat up on a very elderly couple. They were 82 years old, 82 and 86 years old, beat them up. And I said, if I had been there, I'd have kicked their butts. And I got banned for that. But the two guys who beat up on the old couple, they weren't banned. Enough said. Facebook, I'm getting out of you as soon as I possibly can. You got it, Nian. Sounds like this Laurasi. Laurasi, got it. Laurasi. Laurasi. Anyway, Alison, welcome to the show. Alison, zip across to YouTube. Go on and into YouTube. Top of as soon as you open YouTube up, at the top, little search bar, Paul Francis Medium. It'll bring you straight back to this show, okay? Then subscribe to the show and hit the little bell icon, and I promise you, that's all you'll have to do, because at the end of that, every time we do a show, you'll be told in advance, hey, don't forget, Paul's show, whatever it is, Reach Across or Spirit Quest is happening, and you'll be sent immediate invites to say, don't forget the show's coming on, and you won't have to worry about it. Whereas, like on Facebook, you have to be aware and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, here she is, my dear, dear pal, Faye Ewing. Welcome, my darling. Lovely to see you. Welcome to the show. Okay, we'll try it, YouTube. Just don't want to, you won't miss anything. Alison, I will not do it. Look, I'm going to do nothing till you come back. Go. Of course, I can't say it like that. Don't be silly. Go ahead. You're not going to miss nothing. I'll just talk until you get into YouTube, so don't worry. Vanessa says, oh, good, wonderful. No, Vanessa, we would not block you. Not now, not ever. Don't worry about that. Mary Erickson says, last evening, Roger pulled 7 cards, and it was with you on Monday. Let me just bring up Mary Erickson up here so I can see it better. Last evening, Roger pulled 7 cards, and as it was with you on Monday, each one was connected. I feel the spirits are aligning messages for all. I'd agree. I would agree. And the idea of, well, the reason I have cards, if you notice what I do is I do the reading, then I bring the card, okay? So the card is to back up the reading. It's not for the reading. Do you follow me? Okay? So if I will be going blah, 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 and then I'll do, they'll have given me a number, if you remember. They'll, whatever that number, it will represent either a month or a year. And then I will use that number to pick the card selected in the deck, and the card will back up the reading. So I don't read just at the end. Once again, it's not really me reading the cards, is I'm told which cards to select, and then I give you the opportunity to be drawn to the card. So it's kind of constant reading, but I don't use cards to read per se. You know, I let them do all that. Facebook. Who is that? Who's that? Who's that? Go over to YouTube. YouTube. Don't forget, subscribe. Hit the like button. The like button is really important. Like the shows, okay? Hit the subscribe button and then hit the little bell icon and you will be told every time we do a show. Joe Hernandez, Joe, welcome to the show, and a very wonderful hi to you too. Trudy says, I need chocolate. And she does actually speak like that. So she needs chocolate. At this time of the night, Miss Hall, you should be on hot chocolate so you get a wee bit of a coziness and then hop into bed all cozy and off you go. Get up, because you know you get up at stupid o'clock in the morning for your horsies. You are, bless your heart. That's very, very kind of you to say. Well, I don't know who you are. Please go across to YouTube. YouTube, top in the little search bar, Paul Francis Medium. Boom. You'll come straight back to this show. You won't miss a single thing, but I'll be able to see who you are. Ah. Madison Alexander, I'm new here and I'm here from the United States. Madison, first and foremost, thank you for being here. I greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come and join us. And a big, big warm welcome to you. Thank you for taking the time and being here for your first time. I do hope it helps you. Tonight is all about, well, Spirit Quest is, well, it's called Spirit Quest, The Journey of Life. That's what we call, the reason we call it. And what is we do here on this night is we discuss literally all of the questions you might want to ask about anything spiritual, anything paranormal, anything of any nature, literally that you want to talk about. We'll then bring that in. Oh, Bernie says it was me. Hello, Bernie, my darling. Now, hey, listen, Bernie, subscribe while you're there. All right, subscribe, hit the subscribe button, and then click on the bell icon. So every time I'm doing a show, you'll be told in advance, all right? You're still amazing. You're a sweetheart. Thanks very, very much. I appreciate that so much. Madison, I'm really intrigued about your, first of all, which part of the United States are you from? Oh, Roger's listening to, Roger, good evening, sir. I'm intrigued at how you spell your name. What part of the United States are you from, first and foremost? And secondly of all, Madison. That's so cool. My daughter is Maddison. I have a Madison as well. My little Madison is Maddison. Julie Sharp's in the house. Julie, good evening, sweetheart. Welcome to the show. Lovely to see you, as always. Delaware, you know my, I know your mom. Oh, right, hang on a second. I've gone blank. What's your mom's first name? I've gone blank. I've literally gone blank because when somebody says it to me, you know who I am, do I? I do know the surname Alexander. Oh, you're going to have to tell me what her first name is. I've gone completely blank. But what a beautiful way to spell your first name, Maddison. Donna Alexander, I do know your mom. She is an absolute darling. I do know your mom. And I do. Is she with you tonight? If not, just tell her I said hi. She also sends me little messages saying, I missed your show. It's okay. It's no worries. Is Donna, maybe Donna's with you, I don't know. Anyway, listen, I'm getting way off track here. Tonight's show is life review, alrighty? Now people say to me, well, what's a life review? I write books as well as do what I do. I'm writing a book called Walking with the Light. And I had two instances where I had NDEs. So near-death experiences, NDEs. So I was doing some research to see where my NDE had kind of like matched other people's NDEs. And I did, there she is, Donna. Hi, Donna. Hello. Why am I talking about American accent? Donna, a wonderful welcome. And I didn't realize your lovely daughter, and the way you spelled her name is beautiful, Maddison. That's really taken me, because I have a lovely, beautiful Madison too. So I was doing the research, and through all of the research, through the multiples and multiples and multiples of people that I have read and talked about and talked to who have NDEs, had, and they openly speak about, had a life review. So I took all that information about the life reviews, and then I matched it up to other concepts that are going along with the life review. All right. And I realized, I get it. So basically, and Donna will know this because Donna does a lot of, she did a lot of scientific stuff. So what I did was the reviews are very similar, or simplistically put, is, you know, when a lot of the religious people will say, ye will be judged. Yes, ye will be judged. But if you do all of the research, and I mean properly do the research, you'll find out literally who judges you. And I find out. So I'm going to hold that one in the air at the moment and dangle it like a carrot while we talk about it. How can I make comments on YouTube? You're making comments on YouTube, Alison. You can make comments under the show afterwards, but you're making comments right now because you're obviously talking to me. Oh no, you're still on Facebook. When you go across to YouTube, you just you'll see it. It's automated. Where are we? Yeah, she told me to come and subscribe, and you always do what your mom tells you, right, Madison? You always do. Hey, before you answer, medium, psychic. This is what I said to my daughters. Where were you last night? Before you answer, I already know. And then they go, well, why are you asking? I wanted something different, not like Madison Avenue. Well, and I'll tell you how we came across our Madison. Do you remember the movie Splash? It came from there first. And then we walked into this beautiful cafe in Plymouth in UK. And the name of the company was called Madison. And we were like, though we are clearly being told what to call. And then we just chose the spelling ourselves. So it's M-A-D-D-I-S-O-N, our Madison. I always listen to my mom, says Madison. She's got her fingers crossed behind her back. You always listen to your mom. We always listen to. Sometimes you can't help it because they yell so loud. You can't help but listen. Yeah, that's life. But I have no doubt that you are a wonderful young lady and you will look after your mom with the utmost intent because she is a very wonderful person. Julie Evans says, hi all, wonderful to see you guys. Julie, welcome to the show. So tonight's all about the life review. So come on, let's talk about this. What's your thoughts on that? What do you think about this concept of when we cross to the other side of life, we are judged? What do you think about that? Don Hatton says, there we go. Don Hatton says, I always tell my kids they glow red when they're lying. Those poor kids, traumatized. They will grow glow red when they're lying. They never get away with it, but I always keep trying. Well, yeah. And my mom and dad used to try and tell me about the Pinocchio concept. Pinocchio. And I said, I'd find myself going like that. I didn't tell any lies. Funny. If you're listening to me tonight and you're listening to me in beautiful New Orleans through the FM frequencies of 105.3 to 107.7, then come and join us. Not while you're driving, of course. But come and join us. Get into YouTube. Type in the search bar, Paul Francis Medium. Come and join us from beautiful New Orleans and all of the regions that can pick up 105.3 and 107.7 FM. Sue Vinicum's just coming in the house. And yes, indeed, Sue Vinicum is an elf. She is the only elf I know, except for my beautiful little daughter. Did you see the pictures that I put up of Maya in the prom dress? So basically, I eliminated the background, and she looks like a little pixie or a little Vendigump. She's such a darling. Good evening, Paul, and everyone, says Arsu. Welcome to the show. I don't think, let's have a look at Madison. So if I bring it up here, I don't think so. They shouldn't be judged no matter what you did or what they did happen to die. So you don't think anybody should be judged, Madison? That's a good... Madison, I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. I don't think so. Or they shouldn't be judged, no matter what they did happen to die. So, okay. Let me just put this to you, Madison. Alrighty? Hitler. You don't think he should be judged? Interesting. Now, remember, we are not here to judge. Madison is very, very entitled to her opinion. I just want to see her opinion. Donna says she looked beautiful. Oh, my God. I was sitting there, Donna, and she walked through the curtains, and I went, because she's my baby. She's the last, well, she's our baby. She's the baby of the family. And now she's 16, and my heart fell right down to my heels. This is a tough year for me. I have Maya, who's the baby, getting, we have Maya, the baby, who's now going to prom, so she's 16. And Johanna constantly says to me, she's not a baby anymore, she's not a baby. I'm going, she's a baby. So as far as I'm concerned, she's 5 years old. And I got my oldest daughter, Madison, Maya's oldest, well, Madison, of course, as well, Maya's oldest sister, Rosie. And Rosie gets married this year. So I got Rosie getting married, and I got Maya going to prom. So it's like my heart's being ripped in half. Yes, she did look beautiful, Donna. I have to say, you should have seen her face literally as she walked out through the curtain and she went, oh, this is a beautiful moment to share with you guys. And I'll tell you why. I call it the Christmas concept. Okay. When Christmas morning, when you're sitting there, right, and you watch someone opening a gift that you've given, and their face does that thing, like, and you get that feeling, okay? I call that the Christmas concept, okay? And she walked out from behind the curtain, and of course she walked forward, and there's like a little pedestal thing, and she stood in the pedestal, and of course the three mirrors were around her, and her face just went to, like. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was difficult, I tell you. I was like swallowing back big lumps in my throat. And she's such an absolute sweetheart, I tell you. Julia says, your daughter looks stunning. Thank you so very much. Kathy Henley Little has joined the show. Kathy, good evening, my love. Good to see you. She looked like an enchanted little fae princess. Yes, I actually created that picture. I'm going to have that picture done up into a oil painting kind of a thing. But basically, I took that picture while she was just. I'm not one for saying, oh, stand and look this way, stand and look that. I just take multiples of pictures because sometimes when the subject isn't aware you're taking pictures, you get the best pictures. And that was one of them. So I just eliminated the background and I put a background around her, and it just made her look like a little fae princess, like you say. And I'm like, oh my God. Maya, beautiful in her beautiful dresses, Julie Sharp. Thank you so very kindly. The green dress and her hair is beautiful. She's got this amazing red through her hair. You can't really see it, but when you get sort of behind the light, is sort of, she's between you and the light, or between you and the sunlight, for example, you see this red in her hair. And she gets that from my mom. My mom was a ginger. My mom was a redhead. My mom would have told you she was a strawberry blonde, but there we go. Dawn Hatham says, I wonder if Hitler slept at night with his conscience. We all know in our heart who judges us. Who? Don't know in your heart. Just tell me who. Okay. So, hi, Sam. Please, could you go across to YouTube and watch the show? Who's Sam? Did I miss Sam? Sam, have I not said hello to you? Where's Sam? Am I talking to Derek Akora's guide? Lynn, who's Sam? Madison says, let's have a week peek what Madison says. Certain people deserve to, such as him or any bad person that was on our earth, will get judged for what they did. But if they were innocent, I feel like they shouldn't. That is a very, very cool perspective. I like that, Madison. I like that. Now, let me just bring that. Let me throw this back at you. They say that you cannot take and keep DNA records unless you've done something wrong. In that lovely statement that Madison just shared, certain people deserve to, like the bad people who've done bad things to people here on the earth, or cheated them, or stolen from them, murder, all negative things, should get judged. But if people didn't do anything wrong, they shouldn't get judged. Yet, that's what the police are saying. All of the investigation agencies are saying, well, you know, if we have DNA, the finding killers and finding people who are bad are going to be quicker. And if you're not going to do anything wrong, what have you got to worry about? Which is basically what Madison is saying. I suppose there is a trust concept that your DNA profile will be kept absolutely and totally safe. Can that be? Probably not. Kathy says she will always be your baby. My baby is 37 years old and will always be my baby. I totally get that, Kathy. I say to Rosie, who's getting married this year, you know, you're still my baby. And she goes, Dad, I'm 28 years old. You're still my baby. And she's a pediatric nurse. Donna says the same thing. She'll always be your baby no matter what her age. I totally understand that concept. I can't let them grow up. My boys, 47, 45, and 43, says Julia. Marlene. G'day, Marlene. Welcome to the show. I lost the love of my life almost 2 years ago and can't move on, says Tina. Let me just bring Tina up here. I lost the love of my life almost 2 years ago, can't move on, and I can't even get off the couch. I need to know he's okay. Well, Tina, first and foremost, that's not what tonight's show is all about. However, we're not without heart, okay? I'm going to answer Tina because it deserves an answer. First and foremost, Tina, thank you for having the courage to come here and share that with us. You are in a group of people globally who completely understand you and who completely want to, you know, help you, me being one of them. You lost the love of your life 2 years ago. Okay, there's ways and means of looking at that. You lost them in a physical sense. I completely understand that. But they're not gone in a spiritual sense. They live in your heart and in your mind, and they live around you in the ether. You can't move on or can't even get off the couch. First of all, he is absolutely okay. If he's crossed to the other side of life, he has no longer any concept of pain. He has no longer any concept of sickness. His physical and mental well-being is returned 100%. He then is met up with all of the people he lost in his lifetime. So he'll have met up with his parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends, all that kind of thing. So all of the people that went before him that he had to suffer the loss with, he will be with, alrighty? Now, Tina, this is what I say to a lot of people, and I'm going to say to you as well. Imagine that what would happen. Imagine what you would think if I was to be able to flick things over, like that, right? If I was to say, right, Tina, I brought your husband back here. You're in spirit, okay? So you're now watching over him, and he can't get on with life. He can't get off the couch. How are you going to feel? Think about that for a moment or two, Tina. I just saw a wee message there. Where did I see that message? Madison, I have homework. Where to go? I have homework to do. It was nice talking to you. I will put it on notifications. Madison, best of luck with your schoolwork. Best of luck with your homework. Thank you very, very much for being here. I really greatly appreciate it. I hope Mom's going to stay on, but I really wanted to share the end of the show, the concept that I'm going to share with you called a life review. It's all about I'm building the idea at the moment, but homework's more important. You can always watch this show again. Best of luck with that. And thank you for being here. I appreciate it very much. So, Tina, going back to you, imagine now you're in spirit. Now you're looking over your husband, and he isn't going to get on. He's not getting on with life. He's not getting up and making the best of every single day. He's not taking on the trials and tribulations of life, getting over the walls that you've built around yourself. Okay, how are you going to feel watching him literally just let life slip by? How are you going to feel about that? And I need your answer. Alrighty. Okay, let's go back up to, Lynn, I don't know who Sam, I can't see any Sam, so I don't know how you're seeing it. We're not, but anyway, fine. We have a life review when we pass over. Yes, we do. So that's what we're talking about. We do have a life review. Don says, I believe in a source. Let's bring that up. I believe in source and all experiences being necessary in our journey of learning. We judge on our perspective of how we lived. Just my opinion. Interesting point of view, Don. Very interesting point of view. Julie Sharp says, I truly believe in karma. Whatever you put out, then you get back, she says, tenfold. I am certainly not perfect. Yes, you are, Julie. You are perfect. You are the most perfect Julie Sharp that I know. Alrighty? I, too, absolutely believe in karma. So what you give off, be well aware, will come back. Now, I agree with Marlene. I don't see any Sam, but there we go. Could be me. Pebble Valley for those truly lost souls that do nothing but feed it the darkness. I don't get that, Dawn. Sorry. I'm just going to bring it up on the screen. I'm going to read it again just in case my mind is doing that back somersault thing. Pebble Valley for those truly lost souls that do nothing but feed the darkness. Don't know what that means, sweetheart. I'll let it roll in my head. Jasmine has come up, and I'm guessing a lot of people are not understanding what Spirit Quest is about, because Jasmine's asking me a question. Hello, please. I want to know, will my father get a promotion this year? Jasmine, your father will get a promotion if he wants it. Okay? He won't get a promotion if he doesn't. And I don't want to sound pedantic or condescending in any way, shape, or form. I don't want to sound like that. But you will only ever get that what you go after. Okay? If you sit back, and I keep trying to teach this to younger people. If you sit back, nobody's going to walk up and hand you the world. It's not going to happen. That's not how it works. To get promotions or to get the results that you want in life, Jasmine, not just your dad, but yourself as well. You must want it. You must want to go after it. You must want to attain that, what you're going for. And if you give anything less than 100%, then you will not attain what you want, because you're not giving it 100%. So therefore, you cannot want it enough. It is that simple. It is a concept that I go under the heading of, if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. Okay, I'm going to share a story with you guys. There you go. Trudy's just written it. So I'm going to share a story with you guys that happened, many, 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 many moons ago. I was with my daughter, Rosie, and she was a young teenager at the time. I think 13, 14, 15, possibly, something like that. Possibly. But of a conscious age. And I found this house that I really wanted. Now, back then, 15 years ago, the price of the house was you know, it was £580,000. Just over $500,000. And Rosie looked at it and I went, that's the house there I'm going to have. I want that house. And she said, Dad, that's £580,000. And I said to her, isn't that funny? She says, what do you mean? I said, I see the house, but you see the reason why you can't have it. You see the blockage. All you see is a number. And you see, in your mind, you cannot reach that number. So therefore, you'll never get that house. And she said, Dad, you're dreaming. I said, everything starts with a dream. Everything. Everything had to be dreamt. The clothes you're wearing had to be dreamt first. Everything has to create from here and here. Okay? I see how and what I'm going to achieve, and you see the reasons why you can't achieve. Who's going to win? Limitations, the only true limitations are the limitations we set for ourselves. So, Jasmine, the only limitations that stop us are the ones we set for ourselves. One man said, I will walk on the moon. Another man said, are you out of your trolley? One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I rest my case, my lord. So if Dad really wants it, Jasmine, the answer will be yes. If he really wants it, but he has to want it. It's that simple. So, Trudy, if it's to be, it's up to me. You're absolutely correct on that one. Pebble Valley is nothingness. I've never heard of Pebble Valley before. Let me just bring that up because it's the whole screen is movement. Pebble Valley is a nothingness void for those negative souls. They exist to feed off innocence, misery, and destroy lives. Pebble Valley is what most would call hell. Okay. Right. I'm glad you've explained your concept, because I thought Pebble Valley sounds really beautiful. Sounds to me like a place I'd like to live. Pebble Valley. I live in Pebble Valley. I've never heard of Pebble Valley with your concept. Never heard of it before. I'm sure I've heard of a Pebble Valley before, but it was like a place, not a concept where negative souls live. I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I actually don't believe in the concept of hell. I think we're in it. Can you imagine anything worse than this? Can you imagine a place where greed and, you know, segregation, war? Is there anything worse than this? Seriously? I don't know. Faye comes up with, let's have a read what Faye says. There must be some judgment after we pass on for each one of us, each of us to deal with our own wrongdoings. Alrighty. That's an interesting concept. So basically what Faye is saying is there has to be a judgment, for otherwise you can just do whatever the heck you want and get away with it, right? Which you can't, because you can't get away with it here. People try, but you can't. It's that simple. And as technology moves forward, you're getting more and more and more technology being able to catch criminals, which I'm a big believer of anyway. So there must be some judgment after we pass for each of us to deal with on our own wrongdoings. I like that idea, Faye. Thank you very much for sharing that. So Marlene says, do you see my type? I don't know what you mean by your type. What does that mean? Joe says, I got a 4-year-old and I'm 52. Oh, Joe. Hey, perfect. 4-year-olds are the funniest, aren't they? They're just the funniest. When Maya was around that age, she used to do the dumbest things. I suppose they were dumb. They were very, very entertaining to watch. She would walk from one side of the what we call the living room to the other side, literally in a straight line and touch the wall, then walk back, and then try to do it with her eyes closed. And you just see her walking along going, what is this child doing? And she would just be doing things like that. I'm a big believer, by the way, in old souls. So when you see a child, especially around 4 or 5 years old, their previous lives, or their knowledge can start to seep through. You just go, oh, that kid's been here before. How many times have you said, oh my God, that kid's been here before? It's amazing. Yeah, Marlene, I said that. I actually said that life reviews when you pass over. I saw you write that, then I said it. I did say that. Rewind the show and you'll see. Proof. Trudy's going karma. Morningstar. Interesting name. Reincarnation theory doesn't have a punishment judgment. You just keep returning until you do better. So one of y'all got till baby Hitler on the return trip. I love the, by the way, I that's a colloquialism I have actually picked up from the United States. I'm Irish and I do find myself saying it, and I do not want to be thought of as taking the Mickey out of the American people. I always say y'all. I like that. So reincarnation theory doesn't have a punishment judgment. You just keep returning until you do better. So one y'all got to little baby Hitler on the return trip. Now, that is actually a very, very, very interesting concept, and one I happen to believe in. And all of the research I've done over the 35 years, both actual physical research here and research in dealing with all of the spirit energies that I've worked with, which are in multiples of thousands, by the way, the concept that I have been literally led to believe is this. There are 7 levels. A new soul will come in at level 1 and be new. You can always tell a new soul. Funny, I was talking about this today, actually. You can always tell a new soul. They kind of don't have a grip on life. They think the world evolves around them and they should be hand-fed and they should have things happen for them. You know the type. And they will mess up a lot, okay? Then they'll, as Morningstar says, they will come in. Now, it's interesting. Just before I go into to the remainder of what I was about to share with you guys, Morningstar, do you know where that name comes from? I'm just going to leave you to think about that for a moment. So basically what happens is they come in, they trip up, fall over, and they learn and discover, and then they cross over due to whatever reason. And then they come back. And if they haven't learned all of the lessons for level 1, they'll go back into level 1 and they'll go through it again. Then they'll come back in level 1. And it could be in level 1 multiples and multiples and multiples, even hundreds of times before they learn all the lessons to move up to level 2. Then they go through that level as many times as it takes to get to level 3. They could be in level 3 twice to move up to level 4. They could be level 4 200 times before they get to level, and then through all of that they eventually get to level 7. And when they complete level 7, they have the option of becoming a guide. And this is where the concept of guides came from. So a guide will have lived multiples of lifetimes, hence the name guides. There you go. How cool is that? Jackie Noon has joined the show. Jackie, good evening. Welcome to the show. Past life karma too. Well, past life karma, well, the karma will happen in its past life. It doesn't transit to the new life. I don't believe that for one second, because you don't get, you're still learning the karma. You're still learning the life and the life lessons that you're in right now. So once you've gone through all of those, then you transit back over to, let's call it heaven for the simplistics. And then you come back, and if you have learned the lessons, you then transit on to level 2. Then you go through it again. But the karma stays within each level. Alrighty. So let's see what Jackie Noon says. Purgatory. What's that then, Paul? Purgatory? Once again, the Christian religion is the only religion that pertains to purgatory. So it doesn't come in Zen. It doesn't come in any of the other systems or understandings or beliefs. And from what I've got, what I have understood, if you done the research, no, so I almost sounded condescending. I stopped myself because my mind is thinking one thing, but my gob nearly said something completely different. So in all of the research that I've done through NDEs, near-death experiences, and all of the people who went through the life review, never once, not once, ever, ever is purgatory mentioned. Not ever. Purgatory is only brought in the Christian religion. That's the only religion that talks about it. So is it real? Or is purgatory the fact that you have to stay in the level before you transit onto the next level? That could be the purgatory. Who knows? The only way you ever know is if you go there. But Jackie, brilliant question nonetheless. Sue says, How say would a four-year-old child with a new soul behave? Oh, right, okay. I don't know. I would say there's no answer to that, because the child will act in its own way. There are no two people on this earth the same, no matter many times they've been here. There's none the same, but you will know how they react, whether or not they've been here before. There's things that they know, their way of communicating with you. It's just, you just know. And that's where that concept comes from. Oh my God, that child's been here before. Every baby has its own soul, yeah. We start out fresh because it births the soul that survives death. I've seen the departed return as spirits. No one has ever witnessed reincarnation. And that's not true, Morningstar, actually. That's not true. There are multiples and multiples and multiples of actual evidence and of people who have been reincarnated. There is a great series, television series, called The Ghost in My Child. Make a note of that. The Ghost Within My Child, or Ghost in My Child. And it's all about reincarnations, about children who discuss experiences that they had in the past, and where they actually go and research the experience and find it to be absolutely correct. All right. So that's not true. No one has ever witnessed reincarnation. That's not actually true. It's fact. And in fact, the Dalai Lama concept, the religion that they practice, is all based on reincarnation. So it's interesting. That's actual fact. So here we go. We got an idiot here. This person here, Tina, hello, love. I read the name, felt strong energy. That person there, Tina, that's a ripoff person. They are literally after you to thieve from you. They're not real. Okay. So my advice is, first and foremost, Lynn could be a report this person, and let's block them. So... Right, so Morningstars, I actually support the being able to contact the department. Thank you very much. If someone actually reincarnated, then you couldn't contact them because they would be living a new life and answering to a different name. I love what you've just said, okay? However, right. This is something that I kind of like. It's difficult to explain, but I'm going to, I actually watched John Edward explain this, and I went, oh yeah, I like that concept. So he imagine a bottle of milk, all right, a bottle of milk. So the entire contents of the bottle of milk has the soul. The entire soul doesn't come back here for its next set of lessons. A whole pile of that lessons are kept in what's called this, the starts with an E, records, Okay, so part of the soul is kept in heaven, and the other part is here. So when every time we come here and we go through our university course, and we go back, we add the knowledge to what's there. Okay, so part of the soul is here, but another part of the soul is still connected in heaven. Okay, so it took me about a year to dwell on that before I allowed that to go, yeah, that makes sense. Otherwise, we'd be here with such an amount of knowledge, and we don't come with all of the knowledge. We don't arrive here completely stacked with all of the knowledge of all of the previous lives. We may pick up 3 or 4 years, or maybe a decade of knowledge from previous lives, but other than that, not really anything more. But we know that the seven levels is a real concept. It's even written in the Bible. But at the same point in time, we don't bring all of the knowledge that we've learned through all of these multiples and multiples of lifetimes. So we're constantly, it's like we come back with a blank chip, and then we got to fill that chip. Then we go and download the chip into the mainframe. That's a really good way of putting it. That's just come to me, by the way. So we download what we learned. Then we come back again with a new chip, fill it up, and download it again. So that's basically the idea. Abu Dali Abadabalusam is trying to do your reading there, then. So, Morningstar, by the way, did you know that that was the angel that fell? Interesting. Trudy says, I think I was rich in the past, so past life, because I'm so good at spending money. Funny now, the rich people, weirdly enough, aren't the ones who spend money. That's why they're rich. You'll find rich people have got a real good, easy way of hanging on to their money. They tend to spend other people's. There you go. Morningstar says, Jesus didn't teach about purgatory. Totally, that's fact. Popes did that. And that's why I said it's not mentioned in any other religion. And it's why I'm a big believer that certain concepts of religions are real and good, and the others were designed to control. Now I was brought up a Catholic. I very, very, very religious background, very religious family, very loving family, but strict. Uncle a bishop, so every time he dropped a bag of crisps in our house, she had to go to mass. So anyway, things just didn't sit with me. You know, the life preaches about God loving his children, God giving, and there's a big war in heaven about how come the humans get away with more than the angels are allowed to get away with, and yet the angels were created before man. And anyway, all of that stuff. The bit that I have a problem with is, how would anybody know that? Okay, there's a whole pile of stuff that I'm not really big. This doesn't fit for me. Okay, I'm not knowledgeable enough to say it's wrong, because I'm not knowledgeable enough to say that. I'm always open to learning. But anyway, there's a couple of few things that I find really, really strange. Like, you know, Moses and the Ten Commandments. So Moses goes way up to Mount Sinai. He talks to a burning bush. Talks to a burning bush. Okay, hey, that could happen. And the burning bush carves out two big stone tablets with the Ten Commandments, 5 on each. So God carves out these Ten Commandments, and Moses carries them all the way down the hill again and smashes them. What do? You go back up the hill and go, God, Oh, them tablets you did. Any chance you could do me a reprint? Anyway, God put me on this earth to bring comedy to those who need to smile. If you learned, Lisa says, if you learned your life lessons, will your life end here so you level up? I don't believe you finished learning, Lisa. I can't imagine that there could be an end to learning. Okay? Because, okay, let's work on the concept of all-knowing. So they say God is omnipresent and all-knowing. Okay? And I'm not going to challenge that. How do we get to all-knowing? And is God evolving as well? It's interesting. It's an interesting concept. A nice theological concept that I would love to sit down with you know, priests and different representatives of different religions and just discuss. Because that's how we learn. We discuss. That's how intelligent people learn. We sit and we bring up questions and we theorize about the questions and we possibly come to answers or we possibly reject answers or we possibly think, don't know, we'll never know that answer. Or will we, you know? So the idea here is to remove judgment, because as soon as you remove judgment, you then have more of an open mind and an open heart to take information on board. So my answer to my darling friend Lisa is you never stop learning. So your learning concept based upon this life right now, you know, when you're ready to go home, you'll go home. Okay. Hopefully that answers. Lynn's on a fire tonight. Looks just to have blocked this idiot. Kathy Little says, purgatory is a concept that the Catholic religion made up to put fear in us. Well, actually, it's not the Catholic religion. It's the Christian religion. All denominations of that, everything filters down to all of it. It was brought up, all of it. So I actually don't believe in it, but there we go. Reincarnation is a theory. Oh, itchy nose. I mean, spirits all around me. Reincarnation theory can't explain the origin of souls, just like the world can't explain where white people came from. I have no answer to that. Interesting. I have no answer to that. The world can explain where white people came from, and it has been explained in Central Europe. That's where it began. And the blue eyes concept and... So the actual concept, it can be, well, I'll knock another one. I'll volley the ball back over the net to you and say, scientists can't explain lightning. Enough said. Jackie says, is it true we pick our parents before we're born? I'm going to say, yeah. Because the reason being is in all of the research that I've done, with all of the reads that I've done, I've heard on multiples of occasions, I chose my mommy. I heard that so many times that we get to choose our parents, okay? And listen, ladies of the world and gentlemen, I'm one of the people who lost two children. I've got two little energies in spirit. The energies know they're coming here. And for those who have miscarriages, they know that's going to happen. They're here to experience the physical for a short time and then go back again. They know that. That is no way a band-aid for what's just happened to a couple or a person. So, but I find some of that to be helpful. That the two children that came into my life, albeit for a very, very short time, have gone back over to spirit with my family and will be there for when it's my turn to go home. But yes is the answer from what I understand. Yes. Okay, Jackie Noon. Julie Evans says, good question, Jackie. Okay. By the way, Morningstar, thank you for being here tonight. Your Akashic Records, Trudy, thank you. Morningstar, your questions are fantastic. I'm really enjoying them. Okay, where are we with time? 9:10:30. Okay. My children believe that they are Iron Man. So is Marvel onto something? Is Thanos real too, based upon what the child says? Are we going right off the bat here? I believed I was Superman when I was a kid, but we grow through that. Okay, you know, there's something about it. Okay, I'm going to share something with you, Morningstar, and everybody else, of course, not just Morningstar. When I'm talking to you guys, I'm talking to everybody within the sound of my voice. You may agree with what I'm saying. You may not agree. That is absolutely fine. You are absolutely entitled to have a choice. You may have a counter argument, which you're absolutely invited to share. Okay. However, Morningstar has said, my children believe that they are Iron Man. That's because Iron Man has sold to your children in such a way. It's a good way, because he's a defender of people. Okay. So the concept of Iron Man is what the children are learning, not the fact that he's in an iron suit and can fly. That's not possible yet. So is Marvel onto something? Well, Marvel's onto the fact that they're teaching that the strong should protect the innocent. That's what Marvel are teaching. The strong should protect the innocent, albeit in very remarkable ways. Iron Man, Spider-Man, not Superman, he's from not from Marvel. I'm trying to think of all the other guys. Well, you know, all the different superheroes, the Avengers, you know. Good luck explaining the Hulk. Is Thanos real too, based upon what a child says? Who knows? Who knows what somebody else from another planet is thinking? Who knows? Are you trying to say that there aren't energies and beings visiting this planet? Are you trying to tell me that? Because that one I will argue with you through the floor. Absolutely argue with you through the floor, having been shadowed by a big whatever it was that followed us. And I wasn't on my own, by the way. I was with my family. Anyway, that's gone back to, that's a different story, completely a different show. Want to talk about this. Now, maybe Morningstar and everybody else can give me their thoughts on what I'm about to share with you. I was born, I grew up on a farm in Ireland, nowhere near any kind of aviation of any kind. Okay. Where I grew up, it was quite meek. For an example, the farmhouse had no electricity when I was young. Everything was, you know, gaslight. Let's put it this way, the bathrooms were outside, not inside. So I grew up in a very old traditional Irish farm. The milking was done directly from the cow into a jug put on the table. I remember this. Yet I was constantly attracted to aviation. I could not get away from it. I would go into the workshop, and I would build airplanes. I would buy Airfix models. I would build. I'd have to have aviation around me, aviation posters on my wall, everything to do with aviation. Had to have it. Couldn't get away with it. I even dreamt about it. So the day came, and I'm skipping through a big pile of information here. The day came to one day I decided, look, I'm going to do this. And I drove all the way to Belfast. And I went to a private aviation company and I said, I want to have a trial lesson in an aeroplane. And they went, yeah, all right, no worries. Here's how much it's going to cost. Yep, fine, there you go. And we climbed into the aeroplane. Well, actually, I did a walk around the aeroplane first. And then we climbed into the aeroplane. I was explained the controls. Now, prior to takeoff, it's important that you guys all understand that I had never been in an aeroplane before, not even in a mock-up, not even near one. I'd never been in an aeroplane. I'd never been off the ground ever in my life. So off we go down the road, down the taxiway, onto the runway, boom, into the air, off we go. So the pilot takes us out over Belfast Airways, out towards where you start to learn to train. So he gives me the controls. He said, right, you've got control. Now he says, if you, you know, turn the yoke left, we'll bank left. If you turn the yoke right, we'll bank right. So let's try a few. And anyway, off we went. So he said, bank left. And I banked left. And so at this point in time, I hadn't told him I'd never been in the air before. Okay, I was going up for a trial lesson. So we banked left. And he said, now bank right. He said, do a climb, do a descend. He said, can you do a stall? And I said, well, what's a stall? And he said, well, you know, you pull the airplane back to the point where it doesn't have enough lift. And then we come out. And I went, oh, yeah, yeah. So did it. He said, so what, are you just coming back to flying? And I said, what do you mean? He said, are you just building up your hours? And I said, this is the first time I've been off the ground. He said, no. He said, you're flying this airplane that somebody's been flying for at least 20 years. He said, it's not possible for you to know how to do this unless you've already been shown how to do it. I said, I promise you, I've never been off the ground before. He said, look, I'll take your word. But there's no way you could know how to do what you're doing without having already been taught and shown it. So, Morningstar, did I carry all of the lessons that I learned in a previous life over to this life, i.e. the skills of a pilot? Question for you. Dawn is sharing a message for Morningstar. Morningstar, I read a book you might like called In the Beginning, written by G. Lawrence. There you go. Interesting. Morningstar says, my dad returned about 15 hours, then left and hang around the place from where he used to live. He's still there. No reincarnation. He definitely would have mentioned it. There's no demand to reincarnate. They choose to reincarnate. You don't go across the other life and they're standing there with a jacket going, right, this time you're going to be a postman. That's not how it works. Okay? There's no, you know, you progress at how you want to progress. Righty? That being said, when I went back over the NDE, I didn't want to come back. The last NDE I had, I was over in New York, and they said, right, it's time to go back. And I went, no, I don't want to go back. And they went, but you have to go back. And I said, no, I don't want to go back. And they went, you have to go back. There are more lessons to be learned and you have much work to do. Poof. So I want to help you, but a lot of the information kind of seems you've only taken bits. Okay. So there's bigger concepts to where you are in your mind with the information. So I'm more than happy to help you expand that information. And if you still want to make your mind up on how you believe that is, I will not try to change it, because you are totally and utterly entitled to believe exactly what you want to believe, and I will respect that hands down. Alrighty, but because your dad has come back and he spent some time with you in on a spiritual plane doesn't mean he has to come back reincarnate. Okay. Dawn says, okay, let's bring that up. Dawn says, I describe my soul like a disco ball. This is me. I just one facet on the ball. The rest is waiting for me to take the experiences and my lessons. But I like that. It's cool. Morningstar, Luke 17:20. Heaven is within, which is why it's never found. Yet in the Bible, it also says Jesus ascended to heaven. Okay, and remember, there is more religion than Christianity. Christianity is 2,000 years old. The world is multiples of millions of years old. Think about that. Not that I'm on your. Okay, anyway, at the end of the day, I'm not here to. To debate theology. That's each person's personal opinion. I came to believe when children pass so young that they have reached their point of perfection. I like that, Mary. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The entire Bible is astrology, numerology, and palmistry. Tribes of Israel are both star determined by where Venus resides. Morning star in Leo, loves like lion in Judea. Interesting. Before we laugh, research it. Wow, I learn something new every day, says Julie Sharp. Me too. Trust me, I love it. I've always felt like I have an old soul, says Allison. Is it possible we are connected to a different time in life? I've always fascinated by the 40s, 50s, 60s. Yes, absolutely. And definitely. You can have a more of attractive an attraction to a particular era. Yes. I mean, go down your local city late on a Saturday night. You will see a lot of Neanderthals. But yes, I love the whole idea and the whole ideals of the 20s and 40s. I love that. I think that was a cool era. Loved it. I love the early 50s era, like the young Elvis. I love that era, the rock and roll era. Couldn't stand the 70s. 80s is the era that I have the most fondness to. But yeah, you can have an attachment to a particular era. Yeah, no reason why not. Morningstar says, if tribes were determined through lineage, then there would be only one tribe since all 12 sons had the same dad. Okay, Morningstar, there is only one tribe. There is only one race. Think about this. If you're trying to bring that particular argument to the table, which I love, by the way, there is only one race. And before you go in, oh, hang on a minute, there's Chinese. And that's a geographical concept of one race, okay? If you want to start your theology about how we look, then how come you don't look like me? And how come you don't sound like me? It's because of evolution, okay? But there is one race, human race. I read somewhere that God is all-knowing, but experiences through us. Do you agree? Yeah, I think. Why not? Let's put it. I like that, Lisa, by the way. I read somewhere that God is all-knowing, but experiences it through us. Do you agree? And I'll tell you why I'm going to say yes. What you experience when you watch your children doing, you know, going from 4 all the way up, 3, 4, 5 all the way up, you know, what do you experience, for example, the Christmas concept, when you see the child coming down in the morning and looking under the Christmas tree and seeing all the gifts, what do you experience? You experience that same concept. It's the concept or the ideal of what that the child is experiencing may be different than Christmas morning. Of course, it may be loss. It may be pain. It may be misunderstanding. It may be rage, whatever. But whatever your child experiences, you experience too. So I would agree with you, Lisa. Okay. Mary Erickson says, I've come to believe that when children pass, they reach perfection. Possibly, or maybe they just were here long enough to learn the lessons they needed on this trip. Let's have a look at Morningstar. I'll tell you what, thank God Morningstar, they're coming through with all of this. Jesus never actually used the term Christian. That was Paul who did so, and throughout the covenant of God called circumcision. I would highly disagree with that. But there we go. That argument's not, you haven't got any substance to that argument. That's hearsay. Okay. It's very, very clear you're Christian. Very, very clear. And that's fine. That, you know, my roots, my basis is insane. It's fine. Jesus, Christianity. What religion was Jesus? Can you answer me, Morningstar, please? What religion was Jesus? People are quickly to declare something without certainty, regardless of proof. We all have superpowers, says Trudy. I love Trudy. We do all have superpowers, okay? The Iron Man bit explains why believing a child is proof. Okay, the Iron Man bit explains why believing a child as proof for reincarnation is silly. You have no substance to that argument whatsoever. The Iron Man concept is the protector. So what has that got to do with reincarnation? Do you know what? If you do not believe in reincarnation, I am not even going to remotely try to convince you. In all honesty, I don't care. I will give you the tools to find the information out for yourself. If you choose not to pick up those tools, no problem. I seem to have bought your old home. Do you know what? I say this to my children. Morningstar says, I seem to have bought your old home. that's obviously talking about the no electricity and that concept. I tell you what, I tell my children about the stories and they look at me like I'm speaking in a foreign language. They look and they go like, I don't think so. Because they can't imagine. Like my youngest daughter, Maya, doesn't know a time when iPads didn't exist. She doesn't know a time when iPads didn't exist. When I was Maya's age, the only iPad is when Captain Kirk sat on the Starship Enterprise and signed this little pad. Okay? So, Morningstar is saying, I seem to have your house. Now, I tell my children that, you know, the only lighting we had was gas. My grandfather had to light it literally with a match. And we had no electricity. The only heat that we had in the house came from an Arga. And if I wanted to go to the bathroom, we had to go outside or we had to use a chamber pot. And they look at me and they go, yeah, okay. But I also tell them I would go back to that in a heartbeat. And I said to them, you've experienced this and you've enjoyed it. And they go, no way, Dad. And I'm going, I'm telling you, you've experienced everything I've told you and you've enjoyed it. And they go, oh, when? Camping. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is 23 minutes past the hour. That means I have literally 7 minutes left. Now, the life review concept that I wanted to talk about, and it's been a brilliant show, by the way, and thank you to Morningstar for being here. Please, please, please keep coming back. The ideal... I'm in the middle of nowhere and very Irish. So the life review, and there are multiples of this on YouTube from different people who've done NDEs. Basically, what they have all said is when they were on the other side of life, they were one guy talks about a wall opening up, and he was able to see his life from beginning to the end. And the review is them looking at life, or us looking at literally a video of our lives. And we say, oh my goodness, I got that right. Or, oh my God, why did I make that decision? Even though I knew it was wrong, yet I still did it. Okay. So the review, or the judgment value you want to put on, is it happens, but we're the ones who do the judging. So with that concept in mind, by the way, I've only got 5 minutes left, so I really got to get on with this. With that concept in mind, why don't we do a life review now, here, where we still have the ability to change it, okay? Where we still have the option to be able to create what it is we want to create. Set out the lifestyle that you want and live by the principles, okay? Now, there was one rule that was never published. Jesus said, forget all the rules and just love each other. I like that one. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a plethora of great shows on UPRN Talk Radio. Thank you for being on this one. I will be back on Saturday. Sorry, I won't be back on Saturday. Beg your pardon. My dear pals will be back on Saturday, Faye and Roger, with their show, This Mug's For You, 10:30 in the morning, Central Time, and about 4:30 in the afternoon for us here at GMT. And we're coming to you live on 105.3 to 107.7 FM, coming to you live from the very beautiful New Orleans. Thank you to UPRN Talk Radio. There are a plethora of fantastic shows coming up after that. Make sure you stick around and watch that. Make sure you join Roger and Faye for their This Mug's For You on Saturday. And I will be back on Monday with Reach Across Live. Please come and join me then. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you very much, Morningstar. Please, please, please come back. Do you believe in premonitions? Yes, I do. Premonitions do exist. Eileen Backman. Hello, Paul Francis. Hello, Eileen. Welcome to the show. Knowing without reason is a psychic ability. It's not proof of being in the flesh previously. No, that's not true. Everybody on the planet is psychic. An open debate is how I see this conversation. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have to call it an end. Liz Brewer has just come in and said hi from London. Liz, hi, welcome. I'm sorry, I'm literally at the end of the show. Please come and join me again on Monday night at 8 p.m. UK time. I believe older souls do bring back what they learned from former lives. Beethoven is a prime example of his greatest, despite his handicaps. Okay, I've got to fly down through here really, really quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm at the end here. True forgiveness is indeed willful amnesia of sin. What sin? Thank you for this very fascinating show, Sis Faye. All, thank you for being here. It's been an absolute pleasure. Come and join me again on Monday night at 8 p.m. UK time and 3 p.m. and Eastern for Reach Across, where I'll be doing all the reads and the cards then. Until I see you, take care of yourself. Look out for each other. And don't forget to communicate, appreciate, and validate everybody in your life so a medium never has to do it for you. But until I see you again, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for being here and making this such a brilliant show. Good night. God bless.